The search to find a new president of the UNC system is just starting. Members of the UNC Board of Governors met in Charlotte yesterday to come up with names of people to oversee the search to replace Tom Ross. The board forced him to leave his job early next year. WFAE's Lisa Wharf reports.
Finding someone to lead a university system takes time, a lot of discussion, and, well, several committees. Board members met yesterday to decide who among them should take that on. Board member Marianne Maxwell reminded them a lot is at stake with these nominations.
This is the most important thing that I will do in my role.
The group decided to recommend Anne Goodnight and Joan McNeil to lead the 11-member search committee. That group will do the heavy lifting. Another committee that includes university chancellors, trustees, and professors will come up with a job description, and a third will help whittle down the number of candidates.
I'm taking it really seriously as how we can make a difference for the future of this state for the next 20 years.
That's John Fenebrest, the chairman of the Board of Governors. The board unexpectedly forced Ross in January to leave after completing the year. At the time, Fenebrest called his performance exemplary, but said it was time for a leadership transition.
You've praised Mr. Ross for doing a good job, but, you know, there wasn't much of an explanation for his departure. Why can people trust this process?
Because a lot of people are going to work real hard, and it's going to be very open.
The board plans to hold hearings across the state to get public input. Board member Frank Granger expects a lot of people will be watching.
The meetings that you hold across the state are very important to get stakeholders. Everybody needs to buy in. We need to make sure that our legislative group is informed as well. They are our bankers. They are the people that's going to, and if they're not happy with whomever we hire, then we got a problem.
The full board still has to approve the committee selections. The board hopes to find someone to fill Ross's position by the fall. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf in Charlotte.